Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber hopes some of the surplus makes its way to education funding. Each year, the legislature considers multiple equalization bills. He thinks the additional money from either property tax or income tax could help address the needs of underfunded school districts.
So that would go to school districts who have low assessed valuations but high tax effort and aren't able to generate the same tax yield as, say, a Park City can. So that's one idea. So it's taking money that comes from the natural growth in income tax. Representative Brad Last's bill, on the other hand, is looking at property tax growth. So allowing the basic rate to stay fixed, and as assessed valuations go up, it would generate more revenue, and that new revenue would then go through the equalization process. So they both have the same distribution of the money to those low assessed valuations, high tax effort districts, but the source is totally different. Fillmore's is on the side of income tax, and Last's is on the side of property tax.
Hauber says the 3% increase in the WPU looks to be moving in a positive direction. It translates into about $400,000 in additional money for the Park City School District. This past summer, the legislature looked at increasing teacher salaries across the state. Hauber says that plan has lost momentum.
Again, the Appropriations Subcommittee took up that conversation over the summer during their interim period, as well as had different ideas of how the legislature might actually increase teacher pay by about $2,000 on the salary schedule. Right now, that's kind of lost in the wash of all the other competition of ideas. I think it may have just turned into the 3% WPU and give the opportunity for local school boards to identify how much compensation should come out of that.
It's widely reported that Utah faces a significant teacher shortage. Hauber says the legislature hasn't offered any financial incentives to address the problem. He says the state school board is working on credentialing changes and perhaps moving toward compensation differentiation.
But they're looking at redoing licensure in the state, and they're describing it more as a streamlining and going into the idea of walking away, not walking away, but less of the use of the idea of endorsements and going in the direction of credentialing. There's been a lot of talk on the national level of micro-credentialing. So you have a very specific area of expertise that you would become a qualified teacher in that very narrow area of education, and that would then be a badge that you have on your license to then teach and maybe demand different compensation, go towards the direction of differentiated compensation.
A legislative oversight bill on its third iteration failed as of late Wednesday.
That concern now is evaporated. Hopefully it doesn't come back in some other form, but we're pleased to see that going. That oversight was just very heavy on looking at the legislative actions of local government. And so there are other avenues to pursue that oversight, and this was unnecessary.
The Park City School Board allocated about $3 million for school safety this past year, and they continue to seek expert input. There's another $1 million they've set aside to address security. Nothing is being done in the legislature other than a possible consideration to allow expanded locking mechanisms on doors.
A piece of legislation going through that would improve or allow a different type of locking mechanisms on doors. So right now, under code, having a deadbolt on a door is not allowed. But this legislation would allow for that type of security so that if a teacher is in a lockdown mode, they bring their students into their room, beyond just having the door locked itself, there could be other locking mechanisms put in place to keep that room secure.
Hauber says the legislature this year has been a little quiet with no major overhauls of the education system. The Park City School Board meets Tuesday at 4 p.m. Security and school safety is on the agenda. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.